Thank you, everybody. You are better, better than great. Thank you. In just a minute, duck and cover, Carl is going to detonate a rhyme bomb in our Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call. The number, of course, 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, it's time for some more questions for you from the week's news. Mo, the founder of the SETI Project, that's the initiative to seek out extraterrestrial life, he's worried that alien analysis of human civilization might be based on what?
What kind of, is this psychoanalysis? What kind of analysis?
Well, he's afraid, I mean, he's thinking about the possibility that there are aliens out there, right? Intelligent life. And he's convinced there is, because of the math. Mm-hmm. But what he's worried about is that if these aliens are out there and are looking at us, what they know about us comes from what? Is based on what?
Oh God, I hope not tabloids. Supermarket
That'd be
tabloids.
Hilarious. They show up that we want to meet this John and Eight. This Kate and Eight. What?
Stars. Are you really just like us?
Do you have tentacles? No.
He's worried that all they know about us...
You're close. More electromagnetic than tabloids.
Oh, okay. From public radio? No.
That would be great.
Yeah. Are they really all that smart?
You seem like such a reasonable people from what we've heard. We want to meet your leader, Silvia Poggioli.
Electromagnetic.
Well, you were right, but he's not worried about public radio. He's worried about...
Television.
Yes, he's worried that the aliens know of us only through our crappy television programming. For about 100 years, we've been blasting radio and TV signals into space. And that could pose a problem if anyone hears it. Astronomer Frank Drake, one of the founders of SETI, he said, quote, particularly at night, there are so many crime programs on television, violence and blood and all that, that is a really inaccurate picture of our civilization, unquote. To which we say, what planet are you living on?
I bet they really hate ALF.
They're mad when the invasion ships come.
And they've never forgiven Robin Williams from Working Mindy. Mindy, yeah. Well, that's like a minstrel show to them.
Oh, it's terrible.
It's terrible.
Anyway, we think that if this theory is true and the aliens are all watching, you know, Law and Order reruns and other stuff on TV, they'll just, when they get here, they'll just wonder where all the fat people came from. And the first thing they're going to want, they're going to say, we've come 400 light years. Where can we get one of those ShamWows? They seem to do everything. We have advanced technology, and yet our towels cannot do that. Roy, a newly revealed painting suggests that Leonardo da Vinci may have painted a companion to his famous Mona Lisa with one significant difference. What?
This one, he painted a happy Mona Lisa. A chuckling Mona Lisa.
No.
A man?
No.
Mona Lisa.
No, it's obviously not a man.
Oh.
A bare-necked Mona Lisa?
A bare-necked Mona Lisa. You know what? She looks good. Yeah. Similar pose, similar composition, similar background of the Italian landscape, but now it's La Gioconda gone wild. The painting had been hidden for decades behind a wall of a private library, probably because it didn't want anybody to see it naked. More research will have to be done to tell if it was really painted by Da Vinci. There's evidence it was at least based on one of his works, and rumors of a nude version of Mona Lisa have circulated in the art world for years. It was just assumed it was lost, torn from an issue of Renaissance Maxim and hanging in somebody's locker at the Vatican. If it is indeed a nude Mona Lisa, it's a major find, the biggest thing since the discovery of Van Gogh's self-portrait in sexy nurse costume. Apparently, there are also rumors of a nude American Gothic, but nobody's pursued it because who wants to see those people naked?
No.
They're lean. I think they probably look good. That is interesting. Paintings you'd like to see naked.
Yeah, I've thought of several I wouldn't, but I can't think
I don't want to see any of Botero's work naked.
Yeah. No. The scream. Oh, no, where are my pants? That's what he's screaming.
Oh, this is so nerdy. God, I love this. Okay.